ABC Listen.
Raise your glasses, citizens of Elf Kingdom.
Yes, our queen.
Everyone be quiet. The queen is speaking.
For centuries, Elf Kingdom seemed doomed to misfortune. Crops were dying, leaving us hungry. Our people were getting sick. We were unhappy and without hope. But then, our luck changed when we found the magical gem.
Yay!
Now our crops thrive. Our people are healthy and safe. We come together to feast in this lavish communal dining hall. We are not only surviving, but flourishing. And this good fortune allows us to host this feast for our guests. Two weary travellers who stumbled upon our kingdom. Everyone welcome Molly the Centaur and Carl the Cyclops.
Thank you for having us.
Love that story about the magical gem. Almost as much as I love having one giant single eye because I'm a cyclops.
And I love having the head and torso of a human, but the body of a horse because I'm a centaur.
Why are you telling us what you look like? We can all see you.
Oh, sorry. When we're not on adventures, we host a podcast.
We're really used to over-describing everything for the listener.
Anyway, thank you to this magical gem for making this gorgeous feast possible.
Since you're our guests of honour, would you like to see the gem up close for yourselves?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Here you go.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
So shiny.
It feels so warm in my hands.
Ooh, can I have a go holding it?
No, your hands are covered in chicken. Have you not heard of cutlery?
Let's all raise our glasses to Carl, Molly, and the magical jet.
Not so fast. Fairies, charge!
An army of fairies.
And they look mad.
You have something of ours, and we want it back. The magical gem.
I beg your pardon?
It's ours. The magical gem was used by our people for hundreds of years. But then it was lost. Or so we thought. It turns out it was stolen by an elf who brought it here.
Oh, this again. We've said sorry about 100 times. It wasn't our fault. It was the work of our ancestors. And it happened way before any of us were born. How long are you going to go on about this?
As long as it takes.
But you must understand that the gem helps our people much more than it helps yours.
I don't care. Where is it?
Oh, Molly. Molly's got it. The centaur sitting right next to me.
Thanks so much, Carl.
I demand you hand the gem over to the fairies.
Molly, please, return it to me at once.
You both are certainly asking me for this gem. So, today on Short and Curly, who do I give the gem to?
Hello, and today you're listening to
Short, you're listening to Short and Curly.
And Curly.
Yay!
Short and Curly!
Curly, 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 curly.
Short and Curly!
Molly the Centaur, you must return the gem to the fairies right now.
Why? Our people need this gem to thrive and prosper. You fairies have been doing fine without it for such a long time.
Excellent point.
A point that doesn't matter. It was ours to begin with and it was stolen. Justice must be served and the blemishes of history must be cleaned.
Another great point. In fact, why don't we pause for a thinking question? Feel free to stop the show and have a ponder or a chat with the people around you. And our question is, based on what you've heard so far, who do you think Molly should give the gem to?
Hit pause now.
Molly!
Molly! Oh my.
Did you just...
Yes. I panic swallowed the gem. I ate it. It's currently making its way from the human part of me down to the horse part of me.
Oh, Molly.
Well, hurry up and poop it out.
Yes, dump it out to the other end.
Now, I'm extremely embarrassed that the focus seems to be all on me pooing. This was definitely a mistake.
It's okay, Momo. I'll help you.
Oh, yuck, no.
Oh, no, not in a weird way. I'm going to use the art of distraction. Everyone, look over there. It's Charles P. Streit, inventor of the toaster.
I don't think people are going to care.
The inventor of the toaster? Where?
I want to see.
Oh, I stand corrected.
Okay, now let's run away. Let me get on your back, Momo.
Oh, yeah, I have a horse body.
Woohoo! She's galloping. I love riding Molly Horsey.
Oh, this galloping is not good for my tummy. Huh. I can feel the gem just bouncing around in there. Okay, let's stop here in this clearing.
What's that over there? It looks like a tiny campsite.
Oh, it's the fairy army camp.
It's tiny but mighty.
Hello, Molly and Carl.
Fairy Commander, you caught up with us so quickly.
I mean, I can fly.
Oh, yeah, flying. Almost as useful as having one eye.
Sure. So, these are just some of the fairies who desperately want their magical gem back.
Hey, everyone here looks pretty happy and healthy.
Yeah, that fairy's riding a skateboard.
Okay, yes, the fairy community is doing all right. Our people are healthy. Our crops are good.
Everyone's always talking about crops. What even are crops? Like crop tops?
No, like crops, harvests, growing food to eat.
Oh, yes. Good. Crops sound important.
This isn't about the crops. It doesn't matter how well we're doing. The gem belongs to our people and we want it back. You see, it was made by the first fairy queen thousands of years ago. She imbued it with all her power right before she died, so it would continue to protect her people.
Wow. It sounds like the magical gem is more than just a thing you use to grow crops.
Yeah, it's into your people's past and culture.
It is! More than the elves could ever understand. So what do you think? Can we have the gem back?
Time for another distraction.
Are you going to name another obscure scientist?
Even better. Hey, everyone, look over there. A bunch of brainy-looking gnomes are walking past.
Oh, let's ask them. Hey, Brainstrust gnomes, what do you think we should do?
If the gem was stolen, I think the fairy should get it. Because even though their ancestors did it, technically there's a bit of your ancestors in you.
I believe that if the person who stole the gem has already passed away, and the elves are now using it, and it's become a daily thing in their lives, and now they're used to it. I think if you want to help the most people in general, you should let the elves have it. But if you're having a more cultural appropriation, and if you think that it's the fairy's property, you should have like a shared item. So it's either the elves should have it or you should share it together. I don't think the fairy should have it only.
I reckon the elves, well, they can keep it, but they should also like recognize like the people who owned it. And I guess like they should allow the fairies to like see it and as it's like important to them. So this is like when the British came to rule Australia, like this happened like long ago and we have no connection to this. So, but we still want to acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, the Aboriginal people.
Now I'm kind of changing my decision because I'm hearing like so many thoughts. I feel like the fairies deserve it because it is their cultural heritage and they rightfully owned it. And since the elves' ancestors, one of them stole the gem, I think it should be a right for the elves to return it back to the fairies. But the fairies, maybe if they don't need it all the time, they can make some kind of negotiation to make sure that the elves are doing well as well.
Not sure I agree with all that, but it's always good to hear young gnome minds at work. Wait, where did Molly and Carl go? Molly and Carl?
Meanwhile, at the castle.
Oh, thanks for letting me hitch another ride on your back, Momo.
Did that weird voice say we're back at the castle? Oh, we should keep going. I really want to be as far away from all this gem drama as possible.
Hang on a second. Look down this corridor. Look at the beautiful oil paintings all along the walls.
Oh, they're magnificent.
Especially that one of that handsome regal man.
That's Matt Beard.
It is.
Why is there a painting of Matt here?
Because I...
The painting!
It speaks!
Yes, yes, tis I, Matt Beard, the speaking painted man. I was cursed by a leprechaun several years ago, and now I live inside a painting.
Why did the leprechaun curse you?
I was talking his ear off about ethics and he got sick of me. But joke's on him. I can still talk about ethics from inside the painting. I just can't go anywhere, watch TV, or kiss my wife.
Bummer, dude. Hey, Matt, we're freaking out. Are you familiar with the magical gem that was made by fairies but claimed by elves?
Ah, you mean the one Molly needs to poop out?
How did you hear about that? It's nothing private. This is the worst day of my life.
Yeah, I'm guessing your day's gonna get worse before it gets better. You've got a big challenge ahead.
Yeah, that gemstone was big and pointy. It will be a big challenge.
Ugh, no! Not that. Yuck! I mean the ethical challenge of figuring out what to do with the gem.
I'd imagine a pretty thorough wash and sterilisation.
Right, and after that?
Well, I don't know. I was kind of hoping you might have some fancy philosophy ideas that help me decide. Who are the right people to give the gem to?
The problem is, Molly, I actually don't think any fancy philosophy ideas are going to help you decide. Because you're dealing with what philosophers call a tragic choice.
Rut-row.
Rut-row indeed, Molly. A tragic choice is when not everyone is going to have a happy ending. No matter what you choose, something bad is going to happen.
That's what's making this so hard.
It is hard. Actually, it's a tragic choice for you as well, Molly. Because you're the one who has to make the choice. You're responsible for what happens. The good and the bad.
This is awful. How am I supposed to decide?
It is a truly curly situation. Because usually when we're thinking about making an ethical choice, we want to pick the option that feels most like a happy ending.
Oh, I love a happy ending.
Who doesn't? But when we're facing a tragic choice, we can't choose a happy ending for everyone. We have to choose who gets to have a happy ending and who doesn't. And that just kind of sucks.
Well, can't we just work out which happy ending is, you know, happier? Or which sad ending is less sad? Surely there's still a way to figure it out.
Well, you could do that. That's what lots of people do when facing tragic choices. We even heard the Brains Trust doing it earlier. Really, they're trying to work out what choice will lead to the future with the most happiness.
Well, it sounds like that's easy enough.
What? You're going to make it harder, aren't you?
Well, if you're trying to create the best future, it seems pretty clear that you should give it to the elves. But who says that creating the best future is the way that we should do ethics?
Well, Molly and some of our Brains Trust and the elves, I guess.
Sure, but why not instead say that the main job of ethics is to fix the problems of the past? Maybe spending too much time thinking about the future leads us to ignore bad things that have happened in the past, things that are broken and still need fixing. So here's something to mull over for our next thinking question. If you have to choose between fixing a wrong that happened in the past and making the best future for the most people, which would you choose and why?
Hit pause now.
Mama.
Sounds like that gem is one step closer to freedom.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Elven Queen.
I've been wandering around these corridors, trying to figure out what I'll do if we lose the gem. Our crops will die, and our people will fall ill.
Sure, but don't you think it's not really fair to hold on to something that isn't rightfully yours?
Well, while historically that's true, surely in this case an exception can be made because, well, we simply need it more than the fairies. The gem has been ours for 100 years now. And while it may have originally been stolen, it wasn't us who did it. So surely we have some right to it now. Don't you agree?
What's that sound?
Thank goodness, another distraction.
It's coming from the dining hall. We should all investigate right now.
It's what adventurers do. Let's go, Molly.
I'd really like to know what's happening, but I can't because I'm trapped in a painting. Tell me what happens!
Give us the gem! The gem is ours!
No, it's not! We have it first!
It's not fair!
We demand justice!
Oh my gosh!
The gem is ours!
The elves and fairies are battling it out!
Take that! We got tired of waiting for you two to make a decision! We're attacking the elves!
No, you don't! I have to protect my people, the elves!
This is awful. Everyone's fighting.
I know. Oh, it's making me very anxious. And when I get anxious, it makes my tummy pretty funny.
Momo, everyone's staring at you.
Probably because I'm so pretty and majestic.
No, it's because of that super embarrassing noise that your tummy just made.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. There has been some movement in the bow department. Your precious magical gem is nearly done making magic inside my bod. Off to the bathroom I go.
Pause the fighting while the centaur poops.
Oh, alone at last. Just me. My bowels, some gorgeous porcelain.
Knock, knock, Momo coming in.
Carl, is that you? Can you get out? I'm about to...
Wow, this bathroom is lavish. Hey, I want one in my home. Hey, are you in the cubicle marked women's or the one marked centaur?
Please, Carl.
Doesn't matter, I'll just yell loudly. Hey, I brought the painting of Matt in here for a little chat too.
Hello.
Oh, great. Now two people are listening to me use the toilet.
You know, Molly, I've been thinking about something.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I've been thinking about how we sometimes assume that whenever we have a big ethical disagreement with someone, that one of us has to be right and the other person has to be wrong.
Yeah, and all the time and effort we spend working out who's right, it gets pretty exhausting.
It is exhausting. But what if it's also the wrong way to go about it? What if instead of solving the disagreement and trying to figure out who most deserves to have the gem, we should instead try to find a way for them to find peace, even if they never figure that out?
So figuring out who gets the gem doesn't fix the problem. Then why am I working so hard to get this gem out?
Well, I guess because having a large stone lodged in your colon is pretty bad for your health.
Fair point.
When big ethical disagreements go on for a long time, there's so much hurt and distrust that even a good solution to the original problem isn't a solution anymore.
Why?
Because the original problem isn't the problem anymore. The biggest problem between the elves and the fairies now isn't the gem. It's the distrust. We can't even start to solve the question of the gem without first addressing their relationship. Right now, both the fairies and the elves have the same goal. Get the gem and keep it. But I wonder what would happen if they changed their goal to, I want to have a better relationship with the other group, no matter who has the gem.
Wow. So maybe, rather than forcing me to make the decision when I've got some serious forcing of my own to do...
Ew.
The elf queen and the fairy commander-in-chief need to start talking and come up with a process of living together peacefully. No fighting, no swords, no invading. Just talking.
And maybe then they might be able to properly address their disagreement about the gem without it leading to violence.
Great idea, Momo.
It's quite a breakthrough.
Glad to help.
No, not that.
she's coming! Clear the room!
Ah! Oh! Oh! Molly!
Carl, we have to go.
Good news. Peace talks are underway.
Get on my back right now.
Why?
I accidentally flushed the gem down the toilet. We have to go.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Where are we going?
To the sewers. We got to get that gem back.
Oh, okay. Hey, look, there's the fairy commander in chief and the elf queen doing their peace talks.
Oh, hello.
Where are you going?
Back soon. Ha 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 ha. Nothing's wrong.
Just keep those talks up while we're gone.
Oh, Carl. I wonder what's going to happen with the gem when we finally get it back.
Look, I have no idea what they'll decide, but maybe let's see what you listening think.
Great idea.
What should happen with the magical gem and why?
Hit pause now.
While it's annoying you flush the gem down the toilet, it's always fun to go on a quest, eh, Momo?
I mean, we're in a sewer.
Ah, the smell of adventure.
Definitely not what that smell is.
Look, there are those brainy gnomes again.
All the way from the mythical town of Westmead. That's Westmead Public School in Sydney.
Thank you, Shweta, Rayanch, Anirudh, Raya, Ashvita, and Kush.
Look, dragons!
Careful, those are rare and dangerous breeds of dragon called the Kyla Slaven and the Sophie Townsend. Legend has it they produce every episode of Short and Curly. Wow, look at that herd of unicorns. How did they get down here?
Oh, those are today's voice actors, Laura Buskus and Emily Cruz.
What is that sound? Is that another creature?
No, that was my stomach. I'm starving. Ooh, I could really eat a magical gem right now.
Stop eating gems, Molly!
ABC Listen.
Now, Momo, if you could describe our episode today using only emojis, which ones would you use?
Okay. Crystal ball for the magic gem, or maybe the shiny diamond, actually.
Yes, great. What else?
Okay, elf emoji, obviously.
Yep.
Fairy emoji.
Tick.
And then maybe the horse emoji for me and the single eye emoji for you.
Oh, perfect. Great work.
Thank you. Why are you asking me about emojis?
Oh, right. So I noticed that a lot of our Curly Crew listeners have been playing around with emojis when they review our show on iTunes.
Seriously?
Yeah. Some of them use like hundreds of emojis in a single review.
No way.
Yeah. And they've started playing these cute little Spot the Difference games.
How do you actually play Spot the Difference games on a podcast review?
Well, you see, some listeners have posted the same emoji like 100 times in a row. And then they sneak in another emoji that is just slightly different, and you got to find it.
I love this.
Right? So if you listening want to join the fun, or maybe you just want to give us a 5-star review to help others find the show, then we would love you to leave just a few kind words over on iTunes.
Or just some weird words or emojis. Basically anything you want, really.
Now, we can't reply to those reviews, but I guarantee you, we read them and we love you for them.
Keep up the great work, Curly Crew. Love heart emoji, sparkles emoji, lazy otter emoji.
Molly, that's the poo emoji.
Ah, well, at least it's on brand for this episode.